All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, coming into this season, the Washington Nationals were the odds-on favorite to win the National League East for the third time in four seasons. You look at this Washington Nationals team, and they have all of the talent not only to win the National League East, but also contend for the World Series championship. And the one thing that has really held the Nationals back in the past few years has been their inability to seize the moment. Now, you look at the Nationals team this year, and they got off to a really slow start. They were 7-13 going into the end of April. But of course, championships are not handed out in the first month of the season in Major League Baseball. Since that time, the Nats have really caught fire. They are now 24-17 as they have won 16 out of their last 20 ball games. And subsequently, they have surpassed the New York Mets for first place in the division. A lot of it can be attributed to outfielder Bryce Harper. This kid, you know, he is as good as advertised. A lot of people always want to say and compare him to a guy like Mike Trout from the Angels. But you have to remember, Bryce Harper was a phenom in high school, and he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. This guy came in as the top pick of the Washington Nationals, the top pick of the draft the year he was taken. And for that matter, he had so many expectations on him. And he is still a good player. You know, he had some injuries here or there, but he's healthy. He's hitting over 300 right now. He's leading the National League in home runs with 15, and he also has 38 runs batted in. And this guy is the real deal. And as of right now, he is one of the favorites to be the National League Most Valuable Player. But you look at the Nats, and they are defined by their pitching. You look at Max Scherzer, who was brought over from the Detroit Tigers. Yes, he's only 4-3. But the fact is, the Nationals have not always scored runs for him, as he has a 1.75 earned run average. And then you team him with Jordan Zimmermann, who is 4-2 with an ERA of 3.52. The guy that the Nationals still need to get going in their starting rotation is Steven Strasburg. He is 3-4 with a 5.98 earned run average. And if there is a guy that the Nationals need to dial it up and take it to another level, it's Strasburg, because he has all of the tools. Yes, the Nationals are dealing with some injuries in their everyday lineup, but you still have key bats like Ryan Zimmerman at first base and Ian Desmond, just to name a few. And this Nationals team, they're starting to figure it out right now, and now they are starting to show the talent that they really have, because this team is capable of winning 95 games this season, if not more. The National League East is not a very strong division. You see the Miami Marlins, they've already had a managerial change this season, and they have the look of a team that is ready to go off of the cliff. The Philadelphia Phillies are not expected to be good this season. Neither are the Atlanta Braves. The New York Mets have been putting up a fight, but you just want to know how much gas do they have in the tank to run with the Nationals. And right now, this is a team that appears to be getting their sea legs. Now, beginning tonight, the Nationals will be at home for three games against the Philadelphia Phillies, and they could put some more distance between themselves and the guys from Philadelphia. Next week, starting on Memorial Day, the Nationals will be in Chicago to take on the Cubs for a three-game series, followed by a three-game series next weekend on the road against the Cincinnati Reds. So this is a time right now the Nats could find themselves in sole possession of first place, because the New York Mets have been an up-and-down team. It's just about the Nationals coming to play every single night. They have the talent. You look at Drew Storen in that bullpen. He's already saved 12 ball games this season. Matt Williams, the Nationals manager, you know, he came into a situation where last year was his first year in the job, and he did a pretty good job. And now it's just now he's in year number two. And this team just has to continue to rally around what he is preaching in that clubhouse on a daily basis. But this team has all of the talent in the world to not only do big things in the regular season, but do big things come October in the postseason. It's just a matter of will they put it all together. But right now, since that slow starts, the Nats definitely are, and they look like the team to beat once again in the National League East. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. If you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.